Hello, everyone. This is Robin.
And Harp.
With the Catch Word Podcast that we do each and every week. It's the podcast where we take one word and explore its different meanings. And what's today's word?
Let me clear my throat. So today's word is clear.
Clear. And if you didn't catch that, clear your throat means to remove anything that might be obstructing or preventing you from speaking.
Exactly. If you feel like coughing, you would clear your throat before talking.
Indeed, indeed. Mm-hmm. And this goes back to our basic meaning of clear.
Exactly. So clear a table.
Clear a table.
To move things that are on the table physically.
So you want to do your work?
Exactly. For me, I don't have a desk, so I use my kitchen table. But if I want to eat, I have to clear my table. To pick up the pencils and the paper, and I make a big mess. So
okay.
It takes me a while to clear my table.
So you remove those things that would prevent you from eating otherwise.
Exactly.
Okay. And we have another special meaning of clear, in the sense that, hey, I was playing this video game, Super Mario Brothers, and I cleared the last level.
This never happens for me. I'm right. Very bad at video games. But yes, some people, like you, can clear a level, yeah. So it means to accomplish a task, to finish a level. What's a different example?
Another example, we're standing on top of a building, and there's another building across the way. And I ask you, hey, do you think you can clear the distance between here and there? So in that sense, you're jumping over from one building to another and trying to clear the distance, trying to overcome that space separating the buildings.
Something I couldn't do, but a good example.
You never know unless you try. You can try after class, after the podcast. Eh?
Yeah, I could try. Okay, the next one. So to clear something with somebody. Can you explain what this is?
For example, I was thinking about buying a new camera for Qlips, but I had to clear that with Yoshi before doing that.
He is the boss.
He's the boss. So I had to ask him if it was okay.
Exactly. Sometimes people need this when they're doing renovations on their house, because if you need to do an extension, if you want to make your house bigger, you have to clear it with the city.
With the city, for example, yes. And another one would be clear cut. This process of clearing this thing, your extension of the house with the city, is probably not a clear cut process.
Never. I think any process with the government is always clear as mud.
Clear as mud. So we have two here. We have clear cut and clear as mud. Now, clear as mud, what does that mean?
When something is really difficult, when it's mud is difficult to see through. You can see through water, but mud is...
It's pretty tough to see through.
Yeah, it's dirty. It's brown colored. And so when I want to clear an extension with the city, it's not clear cut.
It's not clear cut. So when something's clear as mud, it's not very easy to understand, in a sense. It's not a very easy process. And if something is a very easy process or very easy to do, very understandable, it would be clear cut.
Yes.
Or clear as crystal.
Clear as crystal. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Crystals, you can see through them, or the light can go through them at least. Maybe a big shiny diamond you can see through it. So it's when something is clear as crystal, it's very easy to understand. Very easy to see, very easy to do.
Easy to understand. So clear cut and clear as crystal, we can use those at the same time.
Yeah, they're interchangeably.
Interchangeably.
Yeah, definitely.
And I heard that you and Maura got into a little fight.
Well, we took some time to clear the air.
Okay, so you took some time. So you guys stayed away from each other for a while to change the vibe, the atmosphere between you two.
We wanted to get rid of doubts, to get rid of hard feelings, you know?
We wanted
to clear the air.
Were you that angry with her?
Not angry, frustrated.
Frustrated. Did it take you a long time to clear your head?
No. I realized very quickly that we were saying the same thing. but in different ways.
Okay, so clear your head.
Exactly.
Clear your head. What would that mean? Clear my head, clear my mind.
Clear my mind of things, angry thoughts, of the negative things, you know? So that I can think positive and logically about something.
So if you're feeling angry, to clear your head or to clear your mind would be to put yourself in a position where you're not so angry anymore.
Yeah, relax, yoga maybe.
Do some yoga, you know. And I think we cleared all the things that we needed to cover for today.
Wait, there's one more.
Which one's that?
I don't think it's clear as a bell, but...
Indeed, clear as a bell.
Yeah, this one has two meanings. The literal meaning is when the sound is very clear. If you can hear this podcast, clear as a bell, that means there's no background noise. There's no annoying sounds. You can hear our voices clearly. What's the figurative?
Well, I would say that the figurative expression is very similar to clear cut and clear as crystal. It means that something can be understood clearly.
Yes.
So
yes.
It can be understood well, very easily.
Mm-hmm. We hope that this podcast is clear as a bell for the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can understand what we're explaining about clear.
Yeah, and if you did find our expressions clear as mud, please write us at qlifts.com. But as we've cleared all the expressions, I think that's about it for our podcast. And I'd like to thank you once again for joining us at qlifts.com. If you have any questions or any concerns, check out our notes where we cover things more in detail. That's lipservice@qlips.com. But for now, this has been Robin.
And Harv.
With your Catchword Podcast.
See you later.
Bye, everyone.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：3w.thingroom.com。